I know it's been 30 years or more since I caught the movie version of A Thousand Clowns starring Jason Robards, probably at the old Biograph Theater, and even longer since I read the play. So when Barksdale Hanover Tavern announced it as part of their season, I really had no attachment to it, except to vaguely remember it and knowing I'd liked it, but wasn't all that bowled over by it. All I can say is what a difference 30 years makes, because I am completely head over heels in love with this production. Let's start with a playwright, Herb Gardner, who should be far better known than he is. After all, the guy also wrote I'm Not Rappaport, which has gathered up its share of awards over the years. He also wrote Thieves, Conversations with My Father, and the movie Who is Harry Kellerman and Why is He Saying Those Terrible Things About Me? Gardner managed to capture not only the manic, never-grow-up Peter Pan side of his main character, Murray Burns, but the darker, painful side of having to surrender a piece of oneself for the greater good. Once that landslide starts, can Burns maintain his sanity? Murray is a lovable schlub played with gusto by Scott Wichman. This is another vehicle for Wichman to let loose, but he is also able to rein in the madness when Murray gets too close to the edge. He's forced to find a job and to show some signs of stability, or he'll lose his nephew Nick, played delightfully by newcomer Eric Brenner, to New York's social system. The rigid social system is embodied by the perfectly uptight David Janeski, who looks like he would rather die than crack a smile. He becomes the perfect target for Manic Murray, and Janeski more than holds his own with Wichman. His partner is newly graduated with a shiny doctorate, Sandra Markowitz, played by the wide-eyed Allie Weplow, who in the space of one home visit manages to fall out of love, into love, lose a job, and gain a wider understanding of the world of relationships. Rounding out the cast is John Moon as agent brother Arnold Burns, who keeps pitching Murray to every television show out there. Back in the day, when most television was live and had not yet been infested with reality shows, the comedy writer was in great demand. Last but certainly not least is Jeff Clevenger as Leo Herman, the host of a kiddie show and the antithesis of what Murray wants to do. Clevenger is a scream with his insecurities mixed with bravado, yet he is Burns' best chance of growing up in time to keep his nephew out of the system. Terry Powers is set as remarkable, chock full of those little things that makes a boy's room, no matter what the age is. When the time comes for Murray's apartment to disappear and transform into a high-rise office building, it happens in a snap. Marcia Haley's costumes put us right in the early 60s pre-Beatlemania. Director Steve Perrigard has put together the kind of show you might want to watch twice, just so you can kick back and enjoy. A Thousand Clowns. Yes, sir, that's my baby. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.